This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. In honor of Veterans Day tomorrow, we're devoting most of our show today to the impacts of wars on the people who fight them. We begin with one of the most visible impacts, a veteran's health. More than 55,000 veterans in Maryland are served by the VA system. But vets in Maryland, like across the country, have had to deal with long wait times. A cover-up of long wait times to see VA doctors in Phoenix led last May to the resignation of the head of the VA, General Eric Shinseki. Robert McDonald, a former CEO of Procter & Gamble, took over the management of the Veterans Administration in late July. McDonald visited Baltimore last month as part of an effort to attract more doctors and nurses to the VA. And with me now to talk about veterans health care in our state is Dr. Sandra Marshall, Deputy Chief of Staff of the VA Maryland Healthcare System. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now, a federal audit in June found Maryland vets faced the fourth longest wait time in the country to have an initial visit with a VA primary care doctor. Veterans were waiting 80 days on average, nearly 3 months. Why was that?
Well, we had some vacancies. We had a time when we had a number of providers for various reasons who had left the VA Maryland healthcare system, but we've put in place a very aggressive action plan, and we have been able to reduce the wait times by 17 days at this point. We also have taken a few months to get the VA Maryland healthcare system staff up to the level that we need. So we've now hired 13 additional primary care providers. We reintroduced Saturday primary care clinics. We added additional capacity to primary care appointments at all of our locations. And we also partner with a community provider, Evergreen Health, who was able to provide clinical access for our patients as well. So new veterans who enroll to the VA Maryland healthcare system can ask to be seen at the Evergreen healthcare system, and we can get them in that week.
Did I understand right? You said that the wait time has been cut by 17 days.
That's correct.
So now veterans are waiting an average of 63 days, still
for
more than 2 months.
For those who do not need to be seen immediately for their health care, then that would be correct. For those that need to be seen for their health care at this time, we have the option of sending them to Evergreen Health Care. We also contacted hundreds of our veterans who were waiting to be seen and asked them whether they would like to have their appointment moved up. Any veteran who indicated that they would like to move their appointment up, we made accommodations to see them in one of our community-based or hospital-based clinics, and or we provided them the option of going to Evergreen Health. Our veterans are very committed and very loyal to the VA system, and most of them actually indicated that they wish to remain in the appointment that they were given and be seen through the VA Maryland healthcare system.
And what is an acceptable wait time?
Our goal is to have our veterans be seen based on their clinical needs. So those veterans who have urgent medical needs, we would get them in to be seen and that issue addressed at the time that they need it.
Describe the veteran whom you've seen most, from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, or from World War II, or from Vietnam.
We see veterans from all conflicts, so the number of World War II veterans we see has diminished as those veterans have passed on. We do see a significant number of veterans, though, from all of the other conflicts. The fastest growing group of veterans that we're providing care for now are our women veterans.
From which era?
They're the younger female veterans, so that they tend to be from the Gulf War or from Operation Enduring Freedom or Iraqi Freedom.
And for each of these groups, what are the health issues that they are more likely to face than civilians?
The health issues that we see that our veterans face that are commonly not seen in the civilian populations are those related to the stress of being away at war. They come back sometimes with a post-traumatic stress disorder. The VA has been very proactive at doing research in various areas that are unique to combat and to veterans' health care. So we have issues such as those kinds of exposures to environmental agents that we address and care for in our veterans.
One other thing that crossed my mind, there was some local coverage of an increase in opioid prescriptions, which I think is probably true, an increase in painkiller prescriptions over the last decade throughout medical care. Is that a problem? for veterans? We hear a lot. Yeah.
The VA Maryland healthcare system has one of the lowest rates of opioid prescriptions, and we have a very extensive program in mental health for addressing, identifying those veterans who are in need of substance abuse treatment and counseling. We have integrated mental health care within our primary care clinics. So we actually have gone to implementing a program where we can have mental health in our primary care locations, have the veterans feel comfortable accessing that care, have it happen at the same time they come to their primary care visit, so that we can hopefully make a seamless transition with between primary care and mental health and have those kinds of issues addressed with them. So we have very active programs in mental health and primary care that work together, and it's, I think, been very successful. We do have a chronic pain management system. We do have a number of services within the system. We can provide acupuncture, physical therapy. We do have the ability to fee patients who need to be seen for chiropractic care. So we're constantly looking at those types of services that veterans with chronic pain issues require.
I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Dr. Sandra Marshall is Deputy Chief of Staff at the VA Maryland Healthcare System. If you're a veteran in need of care, you can sign up to become a VA patient at maryland.va.gov. We have a link to that website and more information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Today's VA has its roots in the Civil War. Just ahead on Maryland Morning, we take a look at the brutal realities of that war. Stay with us on 88.1.